Nuestras sentidas condolencias.
Thank you, and I'd like to express our deep condolences to our colleagues from Peru, really to the recent passing of their representative to the CD. Distinguished delegates, Paraguay, I'd like to highlight the work carried out by the president and by the chair in this meeting of states parties and the secretariat of the conference to ensure progress in the effective implementation of the convention with a view of eliminating the production and transfers of cluster munitions. For Paraguay, this is a very important convention, both from point of view of internal security and regional security as well. And here we'd like to say that Paraguay is a country that does not import weapons, does not produce weapons, and we do not have any cluster munitions arsenals, and therefore there are no victims of such types of munitions. Secondly, as a developing country that is landlocked, the effective implementation of this convention, together with the implementation of other international instruments at the global, regional, and bilateral levels that relate to this area, are of particular importance for the security of citizens and the strengthening of our security institutions. Moreover, due to the presence of transnational criminal networks in the region, this becomes even more urgent. These weapons are harmful due to their characteristics, and if they fall into the wrong hands, the impact will be even greater. So our fight against organized crime is one of the priorities of the state. Paraguay supports initiatives that have been developed within the framework of the proper implementation of the convention in order to combat the scourge presented by cluster munitions and the consequences of their use. The effective implementation of the convention is key as we combat criminal, terrorist, or armed groups. Chair, distinguished delegates, Paraguay, as a peace-loving nation that promotes the protection and promotion of human rights, rejects the use of such munitions. And all of our efforts will be in vain if we do not work together within the framework of broader cooperation on the basis of the principle of shared but differentiated responsibilities. Every country has its own circumstances, and we have to recognize these asymmetries related to technical capacities, experience, and good practice. The effective implementation of this convention, as well as other international instruments in the area of arms control, and is one of the highest objectives that we must achieve in order to preserve international peace and security, something that has been reflected and enshrined in the UN Charter on the basis of solidarity and international cooperation. In this respect, the commitment of the entire international community with the universalization of this convention and other disarmament instruments is fundamental for just coexistence, and we have to move towards that objective, which means more countries should join our convention. Thank you.